for an example, and I'm going to use this because not everyone thinks exactly the way, but we've come to call this hyper-Calvinism, that God elects who he will give faith to. That God has already decided who is going to receive the gift of faith and who is not. God has made a decision, therefore, who is going to believe and who is not going to believe. And therefore, the reason you do not believe in Jesus Christ as Savior is because you have not been given faith of or from God. Because if you have been given faith from God, then his love is irresistible. His grace is irresistible. And therefore, you would. But what he does, God doesn't want you in heaven. God does not want to save you. So therefore, God does not give to you faith. You are not in the elect. And so what it narrows down to is this. There's a word that we use to describe hyper-Calvinism, and it's tulip. Tulip, and each of these words, each of these letters introduce part of the issue. We start off with total depravity. We start off, and I'll just make us a little chart here. We start off here with total depravity. Now, this is important, total depravity. And that's good, because that means there's nothing you can do. There's nothing you can do to save yourself. You can't repent. You can't even believe. There's nothing you can do. See? Because total depravity. And I'm going to put over here.